Let's just say natural yeast bread, Hokkaido cream. That looks nice. Day plus buns. I'm back in the kitchen. Sorry for the long wait for a show. Today, I'm in the kitchen, not eating granola. I'm looking at the softer foods for my next snack. I'm looking at a cheese bun. I'm looking at this blueberry bun. Day plus hazelnut chocolate, which I'm reserving for Faith, because she likes chocolate buns for her breakfast. Why am I not eating granola tonight? Story time. So, a couple nights ago, I was pouring myself a nice bowl of cereal, granola, you know, my favorite one. Calbi, Frutto, Fruyo, whatever they call it. Frugra. Frugra, I think so. Sounds like something you eat for erectile dysfunction, but okay. I love it very much. I eat it a lot. I even add my own fruits in it sometimes. So I was having that a couple days ago. And then I was chewing. And then I felt like this crunchy thing in my mouth. And I was thinking, I better chew carefully, right? Because maybe there might be some hard thing, some pebble that might have gotten into the granola. And then I might break something, break my tooth or something. Because the last time I ate popcorn in a cinema, I broke a tooth. The whole darn tooth broke in half. And that was because I ate popcorn at the screening of the movie The Meg. You know, that shark one with Jason Statham. And I bit into an uncooked kernel, right? Not the soft, fluffy popcorn, but the actual hard corn kernel. And broke a tooth. It was so painful. So ever since then, I've been very careful about chewing because I lost one tooth from that incident. So I was chewing very carefully my granola. And I was thinking, what is this hard object? I better be careful and spit it up. And I did. I was like, I feel like writing in to the Japanese company Calbi and tell them, why do you have pebbles in your granola? And then later on, I went to the kitchen to wash my bowl. And then I felt something in my mouth. My tongue was like, you know, rubbing against my teeth to feel stuff. What's going on there? And then I realized one of my teeth. Do I say tooth? Teeth? It's very late at night. My brain's not working. One of the teeth, a tooth, felt like it was broken. I was like, no way. No way. So, I asked Joy to take a photograph of my mouth, which she very sportingly did, turned on the flash and everything, and said, Pa, I think something's broken in there. And I was thinking, it must have been that pebble in the packet of granola I ate. So I went back to the dustbin, which I chucked the pebble into, the hard object. No idea what it was. I looked at it again. I found it, turned the dustbin upside down. And I found this thing I threw in there, and I looked at it and I thought, that's not a pebble. That's a chipped off tooth. Oh, it must have come out. It must have chipped off when I was chewing just regular granola. There was no pebble. The pebble, the hard thing I felt was the tooth itself. I just cannot. How many things have to fall apart in my mouth before it stops? You know how much is dental work? It's very expensive. I want to cry already. So I think I need to get a crowning done, which I will do next week. Yeah. That tooth I broke watching the movie a couple years back, I haven't replaced it yet because implants are expensive. And you know our wonderful health insurance, well, medical coverage in Singapore. I'm not knocking it, okay? It's good for most things except dental. Because implants are not counted. They're considered cosmetic. Mm-hmm. You can only claim part of your Medisave for dental work, like implants. Because apparently you can get dentures, which are cheaper. I don't want dentures. They suck. Man, can't catch a break. My mouth is like this cave that has bits falling apart. Take care of your teeth, man. Don't end up like me. Jeez. Now, should I take the Hokkaido cream or the blueberry one? Or cheese? Cannot touch the hazelnut chocolate I bought there for Faith. Blueberry.